In this bulletin, Israel's cabinet approves phase one of a Gaza peace plan. Indigenous artists celebrated at the Australian Women in Music Awards. And in sport, Australia remains top of the Women's Cricket World Cup League standings. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Israel's government has approved the first phase of a Gaza peace plan to secure the release of all hostages held in Gaza. Of the remaining 48 hostages, around 20 are believed to be alive. US envoy Steve Witkoff, as well as Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, joined the full cabinet meeting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's thankful for their work in brokering the deal.
Momentous development in the last 2 years. The central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead. And we're about to achieve that goal. We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Australian government welcomes progress on the Gaza peace deal. However, he says it's important work is done to build long-term peace via a two-state solution.
Look, we'll continue to work with allies on these issues. I just want to say that I very much welcome this breakthrough. We have called for some time for a ceasefire, for the release of hostages, for aid to be granted. That needs to happen. And we also need to talk about the day after, which requires a two-state solution.
The Australian activists who were detained and deported by Israel have spoken about the conditions they experienced in detention. Seven Australians were part of the Gaza-bound aid flotilla that was intercepted by Israel's military in international waters last week. Arriving in Sydney after being deported to Jordan, Juliet Lamont says the conditions they faced included being kicked, punched, spat at, while also being denied access to clean drinking water and menstrual pads. She says it's been concerning to experience and see firsthand the conditions detainees are being subjected to.
There are 400 Palestinian children in jail at the moment. And in the prison that we were put in Keshiot, we could hear them crying at night as big Alsatian dogs were taken into those prison cells. These people were, you know, semi-automatic machine guns, and they train their lasers on every one of our heads. Imagine what they're doing to the Palestinians.
Israel has denied the allegations of abuse, calling them brazen lies. Yanyuar and Waterman singer-songwriter Dr. Shelley Morris has won three awards at the Australian Women in Music Awards in Brisbane. She picked up the inaugural Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cultural Legacy Award, shared with cultural songwomen from the Akula Yimbayara Project. Pioneering Aboriginal singer-songwriter Ruby Hunter was inducted into the honour roll. Missy Higgins took home the Songwriter Award, and Chinese-Australian hip-hop R&B artist Grace Chia won the Diversity in Music Award. And to sport, in cricket. Australia remained top of the Women's Cricket World Cup League standings, but only after India suffered a shock defeat at the hands of South Africa. Just as Australia's Beth Mooney had done for the champions to oust Pakistan the day earlier, Nadine de Klerk came up with one of the World Cup's great innings, hammering a scintillating unbeaten 80 off 54 balls, as the Proteas stunned the powerful hosts by 3 wickets. Player of the match, de Klerk says she's proud of the way the team turned things around.
I do love being under pressure. I love World Cups as well. And like I said, no bigger stage than playing India at home. We knew that we're going to have to be at our very best. Yeah, I think they got to 250, which was quite a good total, I think, going if we look back. But yeah, like I said, it's great to get over the line, and it just shows that you know, we're capable of beating the big sides and put up a massive fight as well.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.